Squatch Smashers Episode 8, The Self-Aware Frat Guy, starts now.
Let's start the pre-show warm-up with a promo for another one of the IABD Presents collection of shows. We're in their gang of shows. We're part of their gang.
I don't think gang is the right word.
So you're saying my flake levels are too low to ride with their crew?
I don't think you have any idea what you're saying.
So what you are saying is that I'm riding dirty. Well, look at this.
What is wrong with your hands? You look like you're standing at the corner of epilepsy and arthritis.
They're gang signs. I'm making the letters IABD with my fingers.
I'm just going to push this button.
It's All Been Done Radio Hour, a modern geeky program in the style of old-timey radio serials. You can listen to all of their past performances on the weekly podcast feed. If you want to see them live, you'll have two opportunities on Saturday, May 12th. First, they'll be at the Mad Lab Theater at a special time, 4:30 p.m. Then they'll be at the Garden Theater at 7 p.m. as part of the Columbus Podcast Festival. These will be two different shows. Check them out at itsallbeendoneradiohour.com. And please support us at patreon.com/IABD. Welcome to Squatch Smashers, a weekly look into the world of Bigfoot, cryptids, and the paranormal. You may remember your host from his previous shows. There's a zombie in my what? And banshees. Seriously. Shut the hell up already. Here he is, Zeke Delfour. Last week on a very special Squatch Smashers.
Hey Zeke.
Yeah?
Did the West Virginia Mothman show up?
He did not.
What email address was that hot tip from?
I don't know. I don't read the... Look, it said I had to leave right away or I'd miss the Mothman, so I just took off. Oh, sweet sloppy tilapia. It's the Mothman. Hey, Mothman, come back. I have mangoes and mayonnaise. Vlad, you'll never believe it. You'll never believe it. Tell you what, I'm going to tell you, and you're not going to believe it. I met the Mothman.
And we was camping, and he appeared to us right before El Grande Vagina Bridge collapsed.
Yeah, you know what? That's his usual MO. He usually shows up right before some terrible disaster. Like, he was reportedly seen near the Silver Bridge collapse in Ohio. And that's what that movie, the Mothman movie, was about. And then the Mantahiche Bridge. And then the Owego Bridge in Minnesota. And the Flangahuku Bridge in Oregon. And the Fleamongachinga Bridge in South Dakota. And it's a lot of bridge collapses, actually.
It was the El Grande Vagina Bridge collapsing.
Wow. He totally sabotaged the bridge.
Maybe he just hates bridges with stupid, made-up sounding names. Uh-oh. Where are you camping right now, Zeke?
Well, it's raining, so I'm right under the bridge, so I don't get any rain on me because I'm smart.
Oh, I should have just assumed this was happening. What is the name of the bridge?
The Champ Toe Spankalegos Bridge. Why would that be significant?
You might want to.
I think I'm okay. I'm under the side of the bridge that didn't collapse. Oh, uh-oh. Ow! Ow is out! Ouch!
Zeke! You can't have another cliffhanger episode this close to the last one. It's too predictable. Fine. This is a stupid cliffhanger anyway. Nobody thinks they will actually kill off the host of the show, Zeke.
Hey, everyone. Quick update. Rescue workers found Zeke at the bottom of a pile of rubble where he had been camping under the Champ Toe Spankalegos Bridge. Who writes this garbage? Luckily, he suffered head trauma. so there should be no lasting damage. You know, you can't lose what you don't have. In his stead, and out of complete boredom, Skeetle, there has to be Sudoku around here someplace. Out of complete boredom, I will be hosting the show, and the title of this week's show is Come Down to the Dunglewood Mall and Play the Open the Sound Booth for $20,000 Contest Show. Yeah, the first one to get to the mall and open the sound booth will win $20,000. Hold on. Zeke is beeping in somehow. I pushed this button.
Vlad, I got some good news. I had them sync up my morphine drip, my OxyContin infusion, and my fentanyl enema so that I could call in and host the show. And they're great. And I'm just waiting on one final neck injection of codeine, and that should be imminent.
Oh, yeah, that's good news.
I feel most ebullient. I cannot wait to reconteur the world of the supernatural with you. I'm on tenterhooks for what the day has to offer.
Ebullient? Did you say on tenterhooks? Look, I'm alive 500 years. I don't even know what a tenterhook is. Is it possible that powerful narcotic painkillers have somehow increased your vocabulary?
Do not be so incredulous. My colloquialism does seem to have increased tremendously. But that is... Oh, hold on. My codeine neck injection has arrived. Just one twinkling, good chap.
Twinkling? Are you Charles Nelson Reilly all of a sudden? How long are you going to talk like someone ran a thesaurus in a blender with a gallon of dumb guy?
Now you're going to want to touch your nose flush to your sternum or this is going to hurt a lot.
Now, good lady, I shall attempt to embrace and comply with your... Wait, I'm not ready.
Okay, all done. Lay down.
Who's a what? Is it? You know I punch better zombies than you are. Next time you give me an enema, you better put on the pony costume I keep in my backpack. Capiche? Do you capiche? Where's my shovel?
This is good. Drunk Zeke is much better than loquacious Zeke. Hey, are you trying to say capiche, Zeke?
Shut up. You know what? I think you should shut. You think I don't know that you're a vampire? Because I do know. Do you capiche? Now where's my shovel? Because I know.
Hey, Zeke, you know what? I think everyone on your floor of the hospital is a vampire. Yeah, you should run around and threaten them all very loudly.
You don't think I will, do you? You don't think I will. You think you can just tell me stuff and I won't do it. That's what you think. I'll show you, capiche. Where's my shovel?
Get back in your bed right now, Mr. Delphor.
Make me, you non-pony-looking butt-toucher touching my butt person. Where's my shovel?
I'm gonna call security now. Oh, security.
Well, this worked out better than I could have ever imagined. Woo! From the sound of that ferocious beating, you know what? Let's listen in for just a few more seconds to the ferocious beating. Yeah, he's getting tossed around like Cesar Romero in an episode of Batman. So Zeke can't join us this week, and we can get back to the game show where you can come open the sound booth for $20,000. Remember, it's a race, so if you're second, you don't get the money. I won't even be here because I will have already given the money to the winner. In the meantime, here's an interview we recorded a while ago with some boring book guy about that clearly fake, boring creature when Zeke was in one of his pretend that he reads phases. It's pretty terrible. Hey, if you come open the booth, I promise to turn it off. I push this button.
Okay, so here we are doing the Squatch Smasher show in the past.
Yes, here we are in the past. Podcasting is like a time machine.
It truly is. It truly, truly is. Now, you know, something about being in the past makes me think about the future.
Yes. Are we in the... And even in the past, we're not in the timeline where I care about what you think. That one doesn't even exist in an infinite universe model.
Well, that's just sad. Now, when I think about the future, I think about the day when I will finally meet my favorite creature.
Wait, you mean it's not me? Well, that's a fine kettle of fish.
No, it is not you. And it's also not a kettle of fish. What kind of creature is that? My favorite creature happens to be the Mothman of West Virginia. Now, if I ever even got a message or an email that told me where to go meet the Mothman, I'm so excited about it, I would immediately drop what I was doing, and I would just go. I would just go. No questions asked.
Well, really? That is certainly not exploitable information to have. Well, good. That's good to know. So just any message or email that says where the Mothman is going to be, you're just going to blindly follow. That's good to know.
Yes. Well, no, because, you know, I'm not an idiot. I'm not stupid. My keen analytical mind, I can spot a fake from dozens of feet away.
Oh, yeah. Woe shall befall any who test your keen analytical mind, Zeke.
I know. I'm like a steel trap wrapped in a bigger steel trap that would trap. Any knowledge that comes in is double trapped like an alien, like the alien with the extra teeth. That's how my mind is, just like the alien teeth. Anyway, this is a pre-recorded show, and we're just going to keep it in reserve because there's a very, very real chance that I have to leave town to go accept awards.
Yeah, awards. Who would give you an award?
Award shows.
But why would they give you an award?
Because that's what they do. That's why they have award shows. That's why they're called award shows.
What award would you even be nominated for?
How do I know? Price Waterhouse keeps that information secret till they unseal the envelope.
You know, talking to you is like trying to communicate with a special needs capuchin monkey.
Capuchin? I take my coffee regular black American, thank you. Can we just move on? Now, sure. Let me talk to the people. As always, the people. Squatch Smashers is coming to you from right inside the Dunglewood Mall. Now, remember our new slogan, the Dunglewood Mall. Our exclusive no backsies policies keeps prices low by eliminating the expensive cycle of return merchandise. You're welcome, the people. Now, you can go to our show website. It's smashmysquatch.com, and you can find everything there. You can find the credits for our show, contact info, merchandise, and you better hurry up on the merchandise orders because I can't keep the stuff on the shelves. It keeps flying off.
Yeah, it's only flying off because you insist on having that stupid overpowered cyclone fan blasting through the kiosk.
Oh, well, you know what I could do? I could turn off that super overpowered cyclone fan, and then Pod LaCroix could smell your vampire stink again and come looking around the booth. If that's what you want, I could do it.
Come buy this crap, people. It's flying off the shelves. Literally. I saw an old lady almost smothered to death by one of our Squatch Smashers logo t-shirts. It got wrapped around her head like a reverse babushka. I mean, that's how you know it's quality.
Very true. She would have been able to breathe easily through an inferior t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, in fact, it's all quality. I mean, I watched Zeke use one of our Squatch Smashers logo coffee mugs to bludgeon a short hobo that I had told him was a malignant leprechaun.
He was neither homo nor leprechaun.
Right. Well, the important thing is that the mug never broke.
Quality.
Quality.
SmashmySquatch.com.
Quality.
Okay, now let's connect up to our guest this week. As you all know, I do a lot of reading.
I dispute this claim.
I do a fair amount of reading.
I dispute this claim.
I read.
I dispute
it. Do not say anything. I do. Now, one book I was recently made aware of centers on a creature that I flat out do not believe exists. It is called On the Trail of the Self-Aware Frat Guy.
Yeah, look, I have seen half Frankensteins sewn onto the bodies of war horses on the battlefields of France. I have watched harpies eating banshees, not in the good way, by the way, in the land of the Celts. Flaming Wendigos exploding outside the walls of the Alamo. Things that would make a blind man keep his lights on at night, I have seen. I have seen all these things, and I can tell you that the self-aware frat guy is a myth.
That's what everyone says. Now, I went to a seance just last week where I specifically asked the creatures of the other world about the self-aware frat guy, and they all said they didn't believe it. And then they also said something about that I should avoid bridges in the future. Something I didn't pay attention to that because they were talking about... I was more interested in what they had to say about this, and they said they did not believe in the self-aware frat guy. Now, let me put on my interviewer glasses.
Is this some sort of narrative signal that you're about to change your character's entire demeanor again?
I apologize. I could not hear you as I was placing my interviewer glasses upon my head and thus changing my entire demeanor.
Oh, yeah. This makes all kinds of sense.
Now, our guest is the author of the book. His name is Professor Preston Chase. He spent his entire career studying reports about the self-aware frat guy. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you, Zeke. My cleaning woman is a big fan of your work.
Likewise. Now, this is my favorite book of all time.
You didn't read the book, did you, Zeke?
It's my favorite.
You didn't read it.
Of all the books I've read, this one is my favorite. And then
name one chapter.
Chapter one. And then there's two. And then and so on. And then there was... Index. Index was my favorite because it kind of laid everything out for me. And I knew what was going to happen coming up. Anyway, I found that while I was reading your book, On the Trail of the Self-Aware Frat Guy, that it was so well written and it got me so involved in the story of the self-aware frat guy. And so terrifying that I was peeking under blankets and behind doors at night just waiting for the self-aware frat guy to pounce out and get me and eat my insides and genitals just like in the book.
Well, thank you, Zeke. I don't know why you had that reaction to as the self-aware frat guy, or as I call him, Trevor, isn't really a threat to anyone. And since... you have read the book, you would know why I refer to the self-aware frat guy as Trevor.
Oh, I know. I know so much about why. Because I did read the book, and it's titled On the Trail of the Self-Aware Frat Guy, written by Professor Preston Chase, and that is you. And it's my favorite book of all time. But maybe, you know, just throwing this out there, maybe you should explain it to our listeners, who maybe they aren't as voracious readers like me am.
The word is voracious, Zeke. What, did you read so much of his book that normal words fell out of your head?
Is that Vlad?
I don't care.
Hey, Vlad! No, wait. Vlad. Listen, this is Professor Chase. I am a huge fan of your work.
In that case, I don't care, nerd.
Excellent. That's classic Vlad right there. I love it. I find vampires absolutely fascinating. I would love to study you and write about you. I mean,
I could. Of course. Yeah, sure. Oh, hey, anytime. Just come down and open this sound booth door.
Now, let's all hold all our horses. All of them. Even the ones in the back. Let's get back to my favorite book titled...
which you haven't read.
I did. Because it's my favorite. How could it be my favorite? And it's titled On the Trail of the Self-Aware Frat Guy and is written by Professor Chase. And it was read by me, Zeke, who loved it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Zeke.
Now, while I was definitely reading the book, I found that the body count
What? There's no body count.
Exactly. That was zero. That's what I was about to say, because I found that there was no body count at all. And really, you should let me finish my sentences, because I was about to say that.
I apologize. Of course. Look, I'm just excited to be talking to Vlad. I'm sorry. That was rude. I'm excited to talk to both of you, but I mean a real vampire and a guy. And a guy with a podcast.
Did you hear that, Zeke? Your favorite book author just backhanded slap lamented you. And he's a nerd, no less.
I am a guy with a podcast. I think that's a plus. You know what? I noticed here, I'll point out something else I noticed while I was reading your book. I noticed that you have a lot of sentences in the book. One sentence, the way I liked your style, where you would have one sentence that would lead right up to the next sentence, and then so on and so on, and the little breaks and little indents in there, and it created a flow, and I found it to be, it was utterly mesmerizing.
Mesmerizing.
Nice job, professor. Did you think you came? You didn't think you came here to teach English, did you?
No, I didn't. I did. What? Why? I've lost track of where we are. What are we talking?
I believe what was going to happen is you were going to explain your entire book without any needed input from me at all. You were just going to go to town on it.
Thank you. Basically, I had heard tales of this self-aware frat guy when I was studying at Harvard. It really piqued my interest, so I began delving deep into the archives of the campus Greek life.
To get those nudie pictures of sorority girls from like the 50s and 60s and the old time.
They were pointier back then.
They were pointier. There were a lot of those. I was looking for any evidence of the self-aware frat guy, which is the
and
book.
Sadly, you found nothing.
No, the whole book is about what I found.
Oh, I was speaking metamorphically.
Metaphorically.
I think you meant metaphorically, and if you were, what do you mean? In what way were you speaking metaphorically?
Well, let's just steer this whole train right around,
which is on tracks.
But we could steer it back to where we are, to back where, and because now I want to find out what you found, because I'm anxious. Like, I don't know what did you find then?
Well, of course, you would already know if you'd read the book. You did read the book.
I was, again, speaking
It's metaphorically, I'm afraid I'm not following anything that you're saying right now.
Look, just keep talking, nerd, or we're going to be here all day. It's not going to get any better. Why don't you just plow through what the book's about?
Okay. All right. Well, let me start with talking about Chapter 3, which is titled "Who's Ass Brooms for Thee?" I mentioned that I found in 1972 at Brown University.
Oh, yes, Brown University. That's where they filmed The Great Pumpkin.
What?
No. No Great Pumpkin, Zeke. And it's not where UPS guys go to school. Professor, just plow through this. I think all the posturing and pretending has broken his brain. You know, I can see him. He's just staring slack-jawed into space. Just keep going.
Okay. All right. Well, all this apparent deception makes me, I'm a little skeptical. I hope the listening audience is as large as you had promised, and that I can at least get some book sales out of this.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Hey, you should see our products fly off the shelves.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I found the first case of the self-aware frat guy at Brown University when I was a young man. I wasn't a young man. He was. I was actually in my 60s at the time. He was sweeping a hallway with a broomstick stuck in his rectum to curry favor with the fraternity leaders. When he stopped, he looked around, looked and saw a reflection of himself in a nearby window. And according to official fraternity records, he just disappeared.
Wow. That would make a good book.
It is a book, Zeke. Keep going, nerd.
Well, there's more. I kept looking for other instances of frat boys just disappearing. And it's much more common than it's been officially reported. I found cases that are eerily similar all over the entire country. A pledge or even a full member would be performing a fraternity chore with his rectum or in some cases his ball sack. In chapter 7, titled The Shining Sack on the Hill, I describe a case of a man forced to polish a banisters at his frat house using only his nutsack. And upon seeing his reflection in the now gleaming balustrade, he disappears.
Wow! You should film a book about that.
Yes, but don't you get it? You can never find the self-aware frat guy because the second they become self-aware, they cease being a frat guy, or even at all. They seem to die or move on somehow. This part isn't clear. It's very kind of Jonathan Livingston Seagull or some kind of movie that has Keanu Reeves in it.
I think that what happens is that they become a nobody and change their major from business to animal husbandry.
Yeah, I think they're disinherited by Daddy and lose their place in Daddy's will and end up working for one of Daddy's friends' companies way in the back where nobody will ever see them, making only $100,000 a year.
Isn't that what I just said?
They're both plausible theories, or maybe they're the same. I don't know, but...
Okay, but listen, now that we've all heard all that you have to say, why would anyone buy your book? I mean, we just heard everything you have to say on the subject.
Oh, that. Well, I do have those co-ed nudie pictures that I found. They're in the back of the book.
Wow.
Great. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I'll send you some information on where to buy my book. So tell your listeners they can purchase my book at my website, www.savesnerd.
You know, nudie pictures are free on the internet. Enjoy selling nothing. I push this button.
No, wait.
Wow. Hold on.
What did we bring home from the store? Ah, looks like stuff we intentionally wanted to put in the cart. Yeah.
Uh-oh, a red alert.
It's food and stuff we already know. It's on the list. When we get home, we will have everything on this list. It's so boring.
Uh-oh, another red alert. Tired of knowing exactly what you're going to have when you get home from the store? Don't get stuck in a rut with your shopping. Come down to the Grab Bag Bonanza in the Dugglewood Mall. We fill up opaque bags full of random goods and then heat glue them shut so you have no idea what you're getting.
Wow, 14 unassembled yo-yos. I'm kind of hungry, but I'm not bored.
Oh boy, an iron, a shower head, 2 mangoes, oh, and a baker's dozen of loose Tic Tacs, all for just 28 mystery dollars. I can't wait to be surprised by what that means on my credit card. So exciting.
That's right. Not only do we keep the excitement rolling with not knowing what you're getting, you pay in mystery dollars so you don't know what you're paying. Never be bored when you come home from shopping again. Come down to the Grab Bag Bonanza at the Dunglewood Mall today. Squatch Smashers, Episode 8, The Self-Aware Frat Guy, was written, produced, and edited by Darren Essler. Vlad the Vampire was played by George Pete Kaliotis. George Pete Kaliotis does stuff and is for hire in Los Angeles and Ohio. Please follow him on Twitter at Kaliotis. Professor Chase was played by Jeff Gage, and he did a fine, fine job. We should all applaud him when he can hear it, but not just at home. That's weird. Jeff is an actor/improv instructor at the Columbus Funny Bone Comedy Club, and he's the founder and host of the Improv Wars in Columbus. Now an exciting new credit, script consultant is Matt McDonald. Now me write good, but he better at word make go. We are proud members of the Columbus, Ohio-based IABD Presents Network. please go to iabdpresents.com and check out the myriad of shows they have. A myriad of them, I say. Now, if you like the show, please share it with your friends, the ones that don't think you're too weird for liking this particular show. But just share, who cares? Give it to them anyway. Just tell them to go to www.smashmysquatch.com. Contact info, merchandise, show credits, links to our wonderful guests, if they have things going on. Now, everyone, go have a beverage, and thank you for listening.